You walk down the dark stone hallway and hear soft footsteps in the distance. Roll to listen.
Okay. 7?
You think you hear something, but you're not sure what it is.
Okay, guys. We've just come into this cave, so I don't think it's going to be something bad. I'm going to try and light a lantern.
Okay.
Okay. Can I see anything when I shine the light down the corridor?
Yes. Facing you down the corridor is a terrible big-toothed orc.
Oh, no. Okay. Right. I guess we have to roll for initiative.
Exactly.
Like, to see who goes first.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, 10.
Cool. And I'm rolling for the orc.
Okay, so who's going first? I'm going to try and shoot it with my bow.
Right. You get to go first.
All right, cool. 2. Okay.
Oh, you don't hit the orc.
Nothing
there.
The
orc charges you with a scream.
Okay. Right. So I'll introduce the article now. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
This is English for You. And what we just did there was we played a minute or so of a popular role-playing game called Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D. So we're going to read through today's article and then explain all about what this game is and how we play it. Let's take a look.
Reading.
D&D. Swords and Magic on the Kitchen Table.
Two friends in Wisconsin, U.S. created the rules for a whole new kind of game in 1974. Instead of a board game, it would be a storytelling game about bold adventurers, courageous knights, and powerful magicians. Their names were Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson, and they called their game Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D. It quickly became popular around the world. D&D is a game of imagination. There are no images showing players what their characters or environments look like. During the game, one player acts as a dungeon master, or DM. While others play as members of the party of characters. The characters visit interesting locations to look for treasure. The DM spins the tale of challenges they'll face and what wicked monsters they'll fight. Problems along the journey can be solved by fighting, using magic, or through dialogue. Either way, players use a set of dice, often big ones with 8, 10, 12, or 20 sides. The company that makes D&D offers books of adventures that are pre-written for groups to use. Often, though, groups think it's more fun to make up their own adventures to play through.
Okay, so the article begins by saying, two friends in Wisconsin, U.S., created the rules for a whole new kind of game in 1974. So here we see the verb create. To create means to make something completely new or to combine existing things in a way that is new. And either process uses someone's imagination or someone's creativity. Creativity is the noun form. It's C-R-E-A-T-I-V-I-T-Y, creativity. We usually use the verb create for artistic things or similar ideas that use more of your imagination rather than just kind of putting bits together. Here's an example. The students created their own short play and performed it for the class.
That's right. The article says, instead of a board game, it would be a storytelling game about bold adventurers, courageous knights, and powerful magicians. The article says here it will be a storytelling game, and storytelling means the act of telling a story about something. What the article means is that D&D isn't just about fighting, it's about telling a long and interesting story.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we've played it, there is fighting, you fight monsters, but the best parts are usually you're in a strange situation, what do you do? Or, you know, how are you going to face this problem? Or long stories that keep going on with the same people, like a novel almost.
Right, like a novel or a movie.
Exactly. So in this game, it's a storytelling game, and there are bold adventurers. An adventurer is someone who goes on an adventure, and bold is an adjective that means brave and fearless. We call people bold if they dare to try new things and they aren't put off by their fears or by the danger or by the risk of what they're doing. So people who are bold, they go to new places, they try new things, they just carry on into the unknown. An example could be, the bold explorer crossed the mountains on his own. He didn't turn back, he didn't get help, he goes, no, I'm going to carry on.
Yep, and the article says there are courageous knights. Courageous is an adjective that means very brave, because the word courage means bravery. We use courageous in a slightly different way than bold. We learned that bold we use for people who go to new places and try new things. Mm. Courageous doesn't have to mean that. An example of how we use courageous might be, the courageous firefighters ran into the burning building to save the family. So courageous is about people who have bravery, who are brave.
Mm, even they in, show bravery doing things.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got courageous knights here. So a knight, in the old days, this was a fighter, a warrior, who generally rode on a horse. And knights in the old days, they would own some land, maybe even a small castle. They might be a member of the nobility. They were usually called Sir something. They had Sir before their name. So in the old days, knights would be given their lands by the king, and they would fight for the king in return, sometimes even leading whole armies. Now, the idea of knights is that they also promise to be good, they promise to be brave, they defend the weak, they protect people who can't protect themselves, all that kind of thing. They wear the heavy, big armor, they wave swords and ride on horses. Lots of movies. Game of Thrones is full of knights, that kind of thing. So we could also say a knight got on his horse and rode off to save the princess from the dragon. There are knights, there are adventurers in D&D, but there are all sorts of different other characters. We mentioned powerful magicians.
Right.
Now, here we don't mean someone who does tricks like pulling doves out of his clothes and stuff. He casts real, like, fire magic. It's more like
Harry Potter
or Gandalf wizard kind of magic.
Right.
And that's not all. There are other characters too, right?
There are lots of different adventurers. Adventurer just means anyone who goes on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And so the players might be, one of them might be a strong fighter.
Mm-hmm.
One of them might be a powerful magician.
Yep.
And another might be, you know, a very quiet, sneaky thief person.
Yeah, who kind of robs from the bad guys. You also have people who use magic to heal each other, or people who communicate with animals and live in the forest. You can have elves and dwarves and all of those kinds of fantasy races. So lots of stuff to do with D&D and the characters. But let's get back to the game.
Mm-hmm. The article says, their names were Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson, and they called their game Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D.
Yeah, we mostly use D&D because it's shorter.
Right.
Okay, so what's a dungeon?
So a dungeon is, it's a thing that existed in real life, but in the game D&D, it has a sort of different kind of it that didn't really exist. A dungeon is a set of underground rooms.
Mm.
In real life, dungeons were underneath castles, and they were used to hold prisoners or to hold important things, like treasure that you didn't want to be easy to steal.
Mm.
So in games and movies, dungeons are a bit different.
Yeah.
They're usually really big, bigger than any dungeon really was.
True.
And full of monsters and amazing treasure and maybe danger of weird kinds.
Yeah, strange hazards, wild, you know, all kind of magic swords. And of course, in usually right at the end, a dragon.
Yes.
A dragon's kind of one of the ultimate bad guys in this game, and it generally kills you.
Well,
they're pretty dangerous.
Yeah. It's dangerous, but it comes from these ideas, the old stories about dragons, that in the Western stories, dragons had treasure
in
a mountain.
Yes. So in the game, one of the things you do a lot, you go into a dungeon, you fight monsters, you get treasure, and maybe fight a dragon at the end. So we also see from the article, that's D&D, quickly became popular around the world.
Mm-hmm. The article tells us D&D is a game of imagination.
Yeah, and here's what we mean. So we know it's a storytelling game. We also see there are no images, no pictures, showing players what their characters are or environments, so where the characters are, look like. Now, I have played this game where people have used maps and people have kind of use sometimes even models, particularly in the fighting parts, so you know where everything is and, you know, you don't walk in other people's way or you can hide behind things. So you can use models, but you don't have to. You could do the whole thing just making it up with your imagination.
Right. And during the game, one player acts as the dungeon master or DM, while others play as members of the party of characters. At the beginning of today, I was the dungeon master for Pat the Adventurer.
Yes. DM is like the storyteller, basically.
Right. And this phrasal verb, acts as, is used here, and it's to act as something else is to do that job or play that part. The article is saying that in D&D, it's one player's job to be the dungeon master and be in charge of the adventure.
Yeah, he kind of tells you this is what you see, this is what happens, this is what all the monsters do, and the characters, who are a party, a group, they will react, saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try this, what if we do this? And that's how it works. We also see that the characters visit interesting locations to look for treasure. So a location is a specific place, usually with a name or some kind of idea of what it is and directions for how to get there. So anywhere can be a location. You know, you could talk about the location of a home, a location of a particular city building, a location of a city in a country. Here's another example. The company is looking for a location to build its new offices.
That's right. And the job of the DM, the article says, the DM spins the tale of challenges they'll face and what wicked monsters they'll fight. And that phrase, spin a tale, is today's shortcut for you. So let's listen to a dialogue that explains what it means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
How was lunch with your old friends?
Great.
What did all of you talk about?
Well, Josie told us about her new job, and Caitlin talked about the book she's writing. She's spinning a tale about traveling to space.
Spinning a tale? Are there dogs that have spinning tails in the book?
There might be. But to spin a tale means to tell a story. It's T-A-L-E, not T-A-I-L, like a cat or dog has.
Oh, I get it. Spin a tale means 编故事.
Yes. Sometimes we also say spin a story or spin a yarn.
Spin a yarn? I like knitting.
Haha, me too. But yarn here just means story.
That gives me a good idea. Maybe I can spin a tale about knitting. The hero can knit a magic sweater.
Great idea. I'd like to read it.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we've talked about the DM spinning a tale. We just found out what that means. And so he'll tell you what challenges you'll face, like cross this, you know, big hole in the ground or something like that, and what wicked monsters the players will fight. Something that is wicked is evil, it's cruel, it's mean, it's someone or something that likes to cause pain and doesn't care about other people or their feelings and will only do things to help itself. Now, we see a lot of wicked things in stories. For example, Cinderella's wicked stepmother wouldn't let her go to the ball. And so a lot of these monsters, they're just monsters. They're like movie monsters. You know, you can have like zombies, undead, you know, monsters, alien, weird monsters, Lord of the Rings, orcs and troll monsters, all kinds. And the dragon is usually one of the most wicked of them all.
The article tells us problems along the journey. can be solved by fighting, using magic, or through dialogue. And the word dialogue means talking to people. Dialogue means conversations. So the article is saying that some problems in D&D can be solved just by talking. Maybe you decide that your character is really good at talking to people and likes to solve problems that way. Then you could use dialogue to try to
get information from somebody that maybe doesn't want to give you information, that kind of thing.
Or ask people to help you. Or, you know, find out where the next place you should go is.
Sure. So we've got an example sentence here.
An example might be, dialogue between the two countries helped them avoid fighting by talking about their problems. That's more of a real-world example of dialogue.
Yeah. So basically, you can talk and say, I'm going to do this, and a lot of that just takes care of itself. But sometimes you do something in D&D and you're not sure, will this work or not? And in those situations, and at all the fighting and a lot of the magic, we see either way, players use a set of dice, often big ones with 8, 10, 12, or 20 sides. Now, you should take a look at these dice online, because it's pretty cool to see these dice that are not just the normal six-sided ones. Because a dice is it's a 3D shape, usually a six-sided cube, with a number on each side, and you use it in any kind of game of chance, or when you need to roll to see how far your piece moves, or anything that involves probability and working out will it work or not. Things like, okay, to beat this monster, you must roll, you know, four or more, or six or more, or seven or 20 to actually win.
Right.
The higher the number, usually the more difficult the challenge or the more successful you are.
Right. The article says, the company that makes D&D offers books of adventures that are pre-written for groups to use. Let's look at that pre-written adjective. The prefix pre means before. So you can buy books of D&D adventures that are already written for you. They are pre-written if you don't have time to write your own.
Yeah, it can be difficult if you're the DM to think up everything that's going to happen, and it takes a lot of time to prepare.
Right.
So you can do a pre-written one, something where you've got everything in front of you, you know what'll happen. The article also says that often, though, groups think it's more fun to make up their own adventures to play through, something like that. So, yeah, I've used a lot of ones that I've made up, just kind of drawn maps, figured out who the bad guys are and what they want and so on. It usually is more satisfying to do that.
Right.
But maybe if you're just playing for the first time, it's easier to use a pre-written adventure so you're sure of the rules. Now, there we use the phrasal verb make up, and that just means to create something using your own imagination. So you could make up a story, you could make up an excuse, and the idea is you're doing that with your mind, with your imagination, rather than using something someone else has already prepared. You're not just reading off a piece of paper, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's our kind of a first day of D&D. We've got more to say about it, and you and I, who've both played, could probably talk about this for a long, long time.
Right.
But we're going to stop at the end of the first day of the article right there and go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question for today is, have you ever played a game like D&D, and would you like to?
Right.
Well, as we mentioned, we've both played D&D. When did you first play?
Oh, I first played when I was at a summer camp in about middle school.
Right. So how was about 12, 13, is that?
Maybe even a little younger than that.
A little younger?
Maybe 11.
Yeah, I didn't play D&D, the actual game D&D, until I think I was about 14. But I'd played other games that used a few more pieces on a board since I was about six or seven, again, with adventurers fighting monsters. So I'd already sort of played those versions, and D&D was kind of like, this is the game where there's fewer just rules and dice rolling and more imagination and having fun with a group. So, yeah, we can ignore the second part, would you like to? But, yeah, I've played lots of D&D, both as a player and as the DM, the storyteller. Which do you prefer?
You know, they're different, and it's hard to say that I like one more than the other. I'm running a game right now as the storyteller.
Cool.
And it's fun and it's satisfying. It's just a lot more work.
Yeah,
the players just show up and they play.
Yes.
And I have to do my homework and get ready for it before.
Yeah, I kind of alternate. If I've just been a DM, then I'll go, okay, I need to be a player the next couple of games. I don't want to be the storyteller again. Or if I'm really busy, I might say, I do enjoy being the DM. I've got an evil imagination. Yeah. For giving people lots of horrible things to do and putting them through hell. But it is a lot of work and you do have to spend time preparing things. So, yeah, if you've got time, try it out. It's a great fun. I've played other games as well. There's kind of games of D&D where it's more like horror and scary than fighting. And there's some games where instead of magic and swords, you're in the future and you've got kind of guns and high-tech stuff. So,
exactly. Yeah, you've got some more like Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, so I've played a whole bunch of different games of that sort. They're all pretty fun. And, of course, these lead to where we get the kind of computer MMORPGs.
Exactly.
Without D&D, we wouldn't have had those kinds of games.
We wouldn't have had Warcraft, we wouldn't have had Black Desert.
Yeah, all of those kinds of games. So there you go. Well, that's all the time we've got right now, but do join us again tomorrow for part two of our article, D&D, Swords and Magic on the Kitchen Table. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
D&D, Swords and Magic on the Kitchen Table.
Two friends in Wisconsin, U.S., created the rules for a whole new kind of game in 1974. Instead of a board game, it would be a storytelling game about bold adventurers, courageous knights, and powerful magicians. Their names were Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson, and they called their game Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D. It quickly became popular around the world. D&D is a game of imagination. There are no images showing players what their characters or environments look like. During the game, one player acts as a dungeon master, or DM, while others play as members of the party of characters. The characters visit interesting locations to look for treasure. The DM spins the tale of challenges they'll face and what wicked monsters they'll fight. Problems along the journey can be solved by fighting, using magic, or through dialogue. Either way, players use a set of dice, often big ones with 8, 10, 12, or 20 sides. The company that makes D&D offers books of adventures that are pre-written for groups to use. Often, though, groups think it's more fun to make up their own adventures to play through.
Vocabulary review.
Create. This funny cartoon was created by two art students at NTNU in Taipei. Bold. You're going to go rock climbing on this high mountain? That's very bold of you. Knight. The knight fought bravely against the dragon in order to save the kingdom. Location. Kylie asked her friends to send her their location so she could easily find them. Dialogue. The writer hoped his recent work would start a dialogue about the country's political system. Wicked. The Wicked Witch put a spell on some people and turned them into monkeys.